USA Radio News.
President Biden has announced that he's changed his mind again when it comes to student loan repayment. Despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last, now the White House says the bump will go no later than June 20th, 2023, and payments will resume 60 days after that pause ends. A man in a Miami-Dade County courtroom waiting to hear the verdict on the armed robbery charges he was found guilty of after being in custody for 3 years attempted to cause himself serious harm. His family said he drank a cup of bleach, but don't know how he got it, and think the county should be more concerned about the safety of inmates. Here's what they told television station Local 10.
This should not be happening to people that's in custody. It's very emotional for the whole family. We thought we were going to lose Jermaine that day.
The man had to be removed from that courtroom on a stretcher, but he's expected to be okay. A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. The judge argued for the public interest in determining whether First Amendment free speech rights have been suppressed. On Tuesday, Bitcoin hit a two-year low as the cryptocurrency market takes a bruising following the collapse of major exchange FTX. The cryptocurrency market has lost more than $1.4 trillion in value this year alone, as the industry has been plagued with problems from failed projects to a liquidity crunch. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Ahead of the holiday season, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, stresses that those who are not vaccinated are at a higher risk of death and hospitalization from COVID-19.
The people who are most at risk are the unvaccinated. I mean, we have 68% of our population is vaccinated. You know, that means that we have 32% of the population that's not.
He says Americans also have the choice to test for illness or use masks indoors. Dr. Fauci stresses a clear body of evidence shows booster shots are safe and effective. Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger. Mazda is planning to invest more than $500 million in electric vehicles. It also wants EVs to be up to 40% of total global sales by the start of the next decade. Mazda follows Honda and Toyota in making similar announcements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.